Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
You just heard the Navy Chief himself, Art Spritz, give out that phone number. We are going to be taking a lot of calls here during the second hour. I have got a lot of varied topics that I'm going to be bringing to your attention. It's going to make you mad. It's going to make you excited. It's going to make you passionate and enraged in a good way. We want to hear from you, though. 1-800-313-9443. We're going to be getting into that right after this next quick segment here as we wrap up with Dr. Paul Gottfried. These commercial breaks here on RBN are like a brick wall. You run into them and you just got to stop. Mm-hmm. But Dr. Gottfried, I was asking you in summation of our interview during the first hour, a final question, and we just didn't have enough time to give you appropriate time to answer. But I was talking about the 1960s social revolution and everything that it entailed, how thorough it's been. And I think what I was wrapping up with was asking you, have you seen any sign of a turnaround that even the smallest places such as that where you're located, Elizabethtown College, and what will it take for the rudder to be turned?
No, as I indicated before, you got the you went to your advertisement. I have not seen any indication of change. I should also point out that the Civil Rights Act of '64, the Immigration Reform Act of '65, and the Voting Rights Act of '65 totally transformed the politics and culture of the United States, and we're still living with the consequences. But the universities remain in the forefront of the changes produced by those pieces of legislation in the mid-1960s. And they're not simply multicultural. I think they're also they also reflect an animus against males, against Christians, against whites, against Euro-Americans. I think all of those dislikes are very much apparent in the social attitudes and even the manner of instruction that you find in our universities today, and this is particularly true of the best universities. And unfortunately, I would say those people who are most cognitively gifted are also the most emphatic in expressing these hostilities and working against what we would consider to be a traditional Western society. But universities, I certainly don't think, are going to turn anything in a positive direction.
Well, I've heard it said before, I guess it's an old saying, victory goes to those who believe it in the most and believe in it the longest. Maybe if we just believe hard enough, we can turn this thing around. But
If we show the same determination that the other side has shown, and we're not dealing with these brain-dead Republicans, we might have a chance of, as you said, turning the rudder around.
Well, I think that we have a message that sells itself when properly delivered. As I've said so many times, our message is natural and healthy. But the problem that we seem to have had as paleoconservatives is organization. We just don't seem to have the patience that the left has had, and it's something that we're going to have to adopt because the change isn't going to happen overnight. It seems as though our people want instant gratification, and they're more hobbyists when it comes to political activism. If they work for a campaign for a couple of months and their candidate doesn't win, they never take to the battlefield again. We've got to grow up and grow up.
To be fair to our side, we also don't have the resources and we don't
have
the access to the media, which our enemies enjoy. And that is one of the reasons that people on our side, however well motivated they may be, soon begin to despair.
Certainly you're right there as well. But whatever the case, we're in no worse position now than the Marxists were when they founded the Frankfurt School and wanted to come over to America and change everything. Well, they've been able to succeed. We're going to have
correct.
To be equally successful. Dr. Gottfried, thanks for being with us. Always good to have you on the program.
Thank you. Bye.
We'll be back right after this, ladies and gentlemen. The Political Cesspool continues with your host, James.
There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
If you can handle the truth, pick up a copy of Plain Truth by John Tate, a concise critique of contemporary American government for its refusal to acknowledge our true origins as a Western Christian nation. Plain Truth will inform and inspire readers who are eager to partake in the long and difficult process necessary to restore the American Republic. As citizens of this great republic, we can perform no more important task than realizing our duty to preserve our unique culture, heritage, and people despite a formidable foe within our own nation. Read Plain Truth and you'll discover the importance of identifying the cause, exploring the consequences, and discovering solutions to our unfortunate situation. The debate must shift toward a focus upon culture, history, and nationalism. Plain Truth by John Tate proves that racial diversity and Republican government are incompatible with one another. Plain Truth by John Tate is available through Amazon, Target, Borders, and Barnes & Noble bookstores.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johnglia.com.
Did you boogie with your baby in the back row of the movie show? And did you boogie there because you had nowhere else that you could go?
And now let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. James Edwards here with you. It's another great night in the political cesspool, Saturday night, November 15th. And we are happy to be with you live, unrehearsed, and uncensored. And as I've always said, we've never had to work hard to prove that we were unrehearsed. But welcome back to the show. Nevertheless, we've got a lot to talk about here during the second hour. I'm looking forward, after such a busy last couple of weeks, being on the road and having so many guests, we've got an hour now for a little quality time, a little alone time between me and you, my valued listening audience. I've got a lot of stories I want to make, I want to bring to your attention here on the program, stories that you wouldn't be hearing on networks other than RBN and on programs other than The Political Cesspool. I just hate that we just didn't get a chance to archive our show last week. I know I don't have time to rehash everything that happened live on the ground in Memphis last week with regards to the David Duke conference, but I do encourage you to go to The Political Cesspool and read about it for yourself. If you can find my blog entry entitled Euphoric Conference Held Against All Odds, take a look at that. We talked about it on the air last week. If you heard it live, you know what I'm talking about, but if not, go read it for yourself. We're not going to have time to rehash it this evening, but I do want you to check that out. Among other things, including that which I'm about to bring to your attention right now. We put up a post today. It's actually the most recent post that can be found on my blog it's talking about Bill O'Reilly, and we were talking with Paul Gottfried, Dr. Snigowski in the last hour about how phony Fox News is. And I also mentioned in the last hour how we are breaking all records on our website in terms of hits, in terms of people subscribing to our email list. The political cesspool is really, really coming into its own and taking off. Another record that we broke was that we have had more digs. If you know what a dig is, for all you online techies, this article that I'm about to read from that we blogged just a couple of hours ago already has more digs at dig.com than any of our previous blog entries throughout the history of the program, and it's one talking about Bill O'Reilly. And listen to what listen to what's going on. A couple of examples of how phony Fox News is when it comes to a conservative alternative. There are no alternatives, you know, at all. And the reasons why they're not, you know, you could list them. You'd never run out of examples, but I've got a couple of pretty flagrant ones right here for you. And without further ado, let me just go ahead and tell you what I'm blathering about. And you know, I couldn't make this stuff up if I tried. But maybe, just maybe, white conservatives, who are the bulk of mainstream Republicans, will finally start realizing that Fox News, far from being conservative itself, is just as hell-bent on this diversity and hate speech agenda that's rapidly criminalizing free thought in America as the rest of the mainstream media is. Now, here's the story. Some religious nut of a black woman made a video of herself teaching her toddler to say, F Obama. Now, obviously, I can't tell you what the F word is, but you know what I'm talking about. F Obama. This black woman is teaching her toddler to say F Obama. And he's not my president, quote unquote. Then she started babbling the nonsense that Obama's not really black. Well, that's not too much nonsense, but rather he's a white and Arab mix and that he's Antichrist, 666, and all of that. And she gives Obama the finger, too. Well, nothing wrong with that. I can't disagree with her on too much of that. But here's what goes on. Here's what happens. Bill O'Reilly shows this video on his program and then calls for the FBI to investigate the woman. Calls for the FBI to investigate this woman because she's talking smack about Obama and cussing in front of her kid. Investigator? For what? For not showing the proper respect to the Messiah? Now, that's the only crime, quote-unquote, this woman has committed. I mean, there's no doubt that she might be a religious kook and an all-around goofball, and she's raising her kid to have a foul mouth. But since when have those been crimes? And from what I've seen, most black kids of that age have been using the F-word since before the time they were weaned. But Bill O'Reilly wants the FBI to pay her a visit. And it's not because a toddler is using the F-word. First off, that's none of the federal government's business. And if it were, the FBI would never stop kicking down doors in the ghetto. No. Bill O'Reilly wants the FBI to investigate this black woman because she's saying rude things about Obama. Things which, no matter how offensive, are perfectly legal. But they won't be legal much longer if Bill O'Reilly and the rest of the phony Fox News and the rest of the mainstream media have their way. Because as Bill O'Reilly says in the video, quote, people have to be held accountable for this kind of stuff, end quote. Can any mainstream Republicans out there explain to me why the so-called conservative Fox News channel is calling for the FBI to investigate this woman? But there's more. You know, there's more. That's just one pretty egregious example of how Fox News is going along with this multicultural diversity agenda just as much as anyone else. And we all, you know, I don't guess I'm educating too many people here that listen to this program regularly, but since we are breaking records with all of these new listeners coming online here, maybe you just learned something. But Fox News, what phonies, and they have always been. But Shepard Smith, everybody knows Shepard Smith. Listen to what this idiot said. Shepard Smith is, of course, the homosexual anchor man for this so-called conservative Fox News cable channel. He says that, and he said this on Fox, that the idea that the media favored Obama during this year's presidential election was preposterous. Can you believe that? Preposterous, he said, that the media was slanted and biased towards Obama. All I can say is, listen, guys, hey, keep watching Fox News, all you conservatives out there, and don't forget to renew your subscription to the Weekly Standard while you're at it. Now, I mean, honestly, folks, if it wasn't for networks such as RBN and programs like this one, the Political Cesspool, there really would be absolutely no resistance on the mainstream AM airwaves to this media monopoly. Fox News is no different than CNN or MSNBC or any of the others at all. In fact, they're probably worse because people think that they're better. People have got to start smartening up. I want some calls on this. I want some calls, ladies and gentlemen. 1-800-313-9443. You want to be on with the Political Cesspool, you want to be on with James Edwards, we got a lot to talk about. I'm just getting started tonight, believe me. I got a lot to talk about. Michael from New York, are you still on the line?
Great show, sir, and I appreciate all the information. Very insightful. Before I get to my main points, regarding O'Reilly, now there's a character doing phone sex and supposed conservative doing phone sex with a gal while he's married and cheating on his wife. Okay, thanks, Mr. O'Reilly. We trust you.
Hey, I got to tell you one thing before you get on to your main point, because it's so interesting you brought that up. Go to thesmokinggun.com, everybody, and look up Bill O'Reilly, the transcript from some of these legal proceedings that this intern at Fox News, her name was Andrea McChrist, some of the things that he said in that situation. But it's interesting that you brought that up, Michael, because I can remember, would you believe this, my very first show back on October 26, 2004, the very first episode ever of the Political Cesspool. We talked about Bill O'Reilly's phone sex scandal. So I always remember that because that was the main topic of that first show. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. What are you calling about?
Well, it's just another little tidbit of information we all need to keep in our memory bank so that when we hear these guys talk, we know how forked-tongued they really are, a bunch of phonies. And before I get to my main points again, though, Obama, interestingly, if this is true, on November 5th in the evening at Illinois State Lotto, evening pick three numbers came up 666. And so if that's true, then there you go for that. Now, my main point is regarding the two-party system, you guys were right on the money, but we're still looking at limbs and leaves of a tree. And some of the big branches on a tree, and maybe some of the trunk of the tree, but the roots of the tree is what we have to zero in on. That's the Rockefeller, Rothschild, international bankster cabal.
You're right.
That have created the fascists and the Bolsheviks to use as polarities to destroy the United States. And so today, they've used the two-party system here in our country to advance their agenda of subverting the United States into a fascist communist-style government, which will be totally subservient to a global government. And there's really no difference between the fascist and the communist because they're both dictatorships. They both either the only differences are the fascists, the corporations kind of run the government, where in a communist, the government kind of runs the corporations. So it's really A plus B equals B plus A, the same result every time. And so they use a two-party system. We've seen it with the Republican takeover after Reagan with Bush. Well, actually, we've seen it when Bush became the vice president nominee with Reagan. Then I knew the Republicans were being taken over. And then they use a communist to thrust quickly forward their communist agenda with their first incremental socialism on us. And then when we get tired of it because it's too much too fast, we go to the supposedly conservatives who lie through their teeth telling us with all these promises what they're going to do. And once they get in, they keep the same agenda. And
we're coming up on a break, Michael. I don't want to cut you off, but you're exactly right. We only got 10 seconds. I want to thank you for the call and for making some very astute comments. You're right. It's two wings of the same vulture. There is no difference, and we've got to see through that. And what you're talking about here is a little advanced, but you're exactly right. We've got to get to the root of the problem. We got to nip this thing in the bud before it consumes.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Sunset Strip. 77 Sunset Strip. HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins. Lower blood sugar levels. Annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
You know, I'm sure you tire of me saying this so many times, and I say it at least three or four times a show, but my God, I mean it. This goes by so fast. If the rest of my life was as fun and went by as fast as it does when I'm posting the Political Cesspool, I wouldn't have any problems. But thanks for y'all out there, the listening audience, and all these great callers and our guests who make hosting this show so enjoyable. We got another caller right now. Welcome back to the show. Of course, Political Cesspool. James Edwards here with you. Cage in Indiana, you're on the line.
Hey, James, how's it going this evening?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, actually. Better than I was an hour ago.
All right.
Or two hours. I guess an hour ago I was doing pretty good because I was always better than I'm doing 2 hours ago anyway. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fair to middling, and I'll tell you, I'd be doing a lot better. I mean, you know, I don't think the focus should really be on Fox. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. You know, they represent the right and the conservatives and so forth. But let's face it. I mean, we got to throw the baby out with the bathwater here. I mean, the people that own and operate the media, I mean, that's what we got to focus on. You know what? If these people, these cosmopolitanites, could just, like, disappear overnight, all of our other problems, our racial problems, our economic problems, our foreign policy, everything – could be, we'd be able to sit down at the table. We would have a right to assemble, to negotiate, to association and speech, and we could work out our differences in a way that would be peaceable, you know? And this media, these people that own and operate it, I don't know why there isn't a spotlight. I mean, man, RBN's not big enough. AFP, Michael Collins Piper.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we can't sit down at the table, what else are we going to do?
Hey, well, I tell you, it's getting harder and harder to sit down at the table. I know we talked about it a lot last week. I made a couple of passing references this tonight. Look at how hard it was for that David Duke conference to be held last week in Memphis. I mean, a man who's a former Louisiana State representative with some of the nicest people I've ever had the opportunity to sit down with. Our most basic and most primal civil rights were infringed upon and violated not just once or twice or three or four times, but repeatedly over the course of that week. And you didn't have the right to rent a room. You didn't have a right to have your legally binding documents enforced in the contracts that we had. You didn't have the right to peaceably assemble. You didn't have the right to exercise your freedom of speech. They are taking it away as fast as they can, and you're right. If you don't even have the opportunity, if we don't have the rights to do that, then what rights do we have? And who are the people that are taking away these rights? Well, we're talking about it. RBN's talking about it. Michael Collins Piper's talking about it. We know who they are. We're not mincing any words here. And at the same time, it's got to be much bigger than us. But the role that we're playing right now, the role that Michael Piper is playing in American Free Press and the other organizations out there that are doing a good job, and there's not many of them, but there are a few, they're stoking the embers. They're keeping that fire lit in hopes that it will one day spread into a grass fire. And that's what we got to put our hope and faith in, is that if we can keep the fire burning just a little bit, then it'll catch fire. But if we allow it to go out, if it goes out on our watch, then we're not going to have a chance. And that's about the best we can do right now. I wish I had a better answer. If I did, certainly we'd implement it.
Hey, one last
but all comment. All we can do is all we can do.
One last comment. I just have to say, keep up your time management policy with the phone calls, too. You're able to get in more calls, and I like that. That's cool. Make them right to the point, man.
Hey, we're working on it, brother. Thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you. Keep calling.
All right.
All right. Well, he's right. You know, Fox News isn't our biggest problem, to be sure. But it pains me to see a lot of good, I can't say they're necessarily good people, but a lot of people who have good intentions. Of course, we know what those are good for. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. But there are a lot of people who would claim to be pro-white, claim to be good Southerners or good paleoconservatives that get their daily bread from Fox, and it's God's holy writ, you know, according to them, if it comes from Fox News. And that's why Fox News, I think, is a little more dangerous and a little more evil than some of the other mainstream media outlets, is because it has created itself this image that it serves the right. And it serves them all right. It's serving them, you know, on a platter, you know. They're doing more to betray us than pretty much any other media entity out there. But I'll tell you, you know, we're growing here. RBN's growing. The political cesspool's growing. American Free Press is growing. And I couldn't have been more proud of our people with the tenacity that they showed last week here in Memphis. I know it's beginning to bore you now, but you have got to go read the story about the David Duke conference last week. You know, I had the opportunity to work with David for a solid week there as we put that thing together and put it back together after any number of dirty tricks were employed against our basic civil rights, and we persevered. And it's a testament to the spirit of our people that we can overcome all odds. And we've done it before, and we can do it again. We can be victorious in this struggle. I don't think it's set in stone that we're predestined to defeat here. What one man can do, another can do. We can overcome the Zionist cabal. We can overcome this radical Jewish influence that's perverting all of our institutions, our churches, our media, our schools. We can take it back, but we got to believe we can. We got to see it through to completion. We're going to take a break. We're going to pick it up. I got much more on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the political cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Gold has been and remains money. The most important money in the world. The only immutable and lasting currency. Potentially the most powerful currency.
The United States military, when it packs the emergency kits of its fighter pilots, does not pack them with U.S. dollars or euros or yuan or yen or any of the paper currencies. It packs them with these little things, 100-year-old quarter-ounce British sovereigns, gold coins. Why is that? That's because at all times and in all circumstances, this remains money.
Call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Let's return to the political cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the political cesspool guys.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. We're halfway through it now. Still, if we're halfway through it, that means we still got halfway to go, and we're excited about that. Welcome back to the political cesspool. I'm your host, James Edwards. We're going to shift gears here for a minute. So anybody that's calling in or anyone who is on the line, I'd like for you to shift gears along with me. Because I want to refocus our attention now on something else, because there's a pretty interesting situation developing out in California with regards to Proposition 8. Yes, first of all, the obvious, we're excited that at least temporarily the sodomite marriage, so-called marriage amendment, was rescinded, and now it's outlawed again, at least for today. But there's an extra animus out there going on that you probably haven't heard about, and I'm going to make you aware of it. Along with all the other details, but here's what's going on. Did you know that the homosexuals out there are getting sick and tired of the black man keeping them down? Have you heard this? Two of the establishment's favorite groups, the homosexuals and the blacks, they're going at each other. Can you believe it? First of all, let me say that I was wrong about Proposition 8 in California, the proposed amendment to the state constitution to ban sodomite marriage. I said with all confidence that it would fail, but it passed, which is a good thing. The homosexuals aren't conceding because there's still quite a few absentee ballots that haven't been counted, but it's unlikely that there's going to be enough no votes there to make a difference. But get this. Here's what's interesting. The homosexuals are enraged at black voters who voted to make gay marriage illegal, again, by a 70-30 margin. This is what Dan Savage, one of the best-known homosexual writers in America, had to say about it. Quote, of course, it's all a tempest in a teapot. The ban was overwhelmingly opposed by people under 30, so it's just a matter of time until gay marriage is legal again in California, and with Democrats in control of both houses, and Obama likely to replace several judges on the Supreme Court, it probably won't be long before the Supreme Court strikes down laws against gay marriage in all 50 states, just like they did with interracial marriage. And what I say is, and since conservatives seem to have loved that decision, they love now, the so-called conservatives love the laws that overturned the interracial marriage decision. I think they should have no right whatsoever to complain when it happens here with regards to the sodomite. But anyway, getting back to what's going on between the blacks and the homosexuals, it just saddens me. You know, it really saddens me because just when I thought we'd move past all this stuff, you know, I thought we'd finally achieved Dr. Martin Luther King's dream. It looks like I was wrong. Get this. This is what was written on the a liberal blog on the Internet, a report from Election Day in California. And here's what I read. It was like being at a Klan rally, except the Klansmen were wearing Abercrombie polos and Birkenstocks. "You N-word," one man shouted at a group of men. "If your people want to call me a queer, I'll call you the N-word." Someone said the same thing to me on a block near the temple. Me and my friend were walking. He is also gay, but Korean. And he said, "The N-words better not come to West Hollywood if they know what's best for them." You know, so I guess this whole post-racial America thing hasn't reached San Francisco and West Hollywood just yet, but it's pretty interesting to see the blacks and the homosexuals going after each other. The homosexuals very mad at the blacks for voting to outlaw sodomite marriage out there. And, you know, another thing that they're jealous about, the gays are jealous because they want to be minorities too. They want minority status and all the special privileges and undeserved benefits that the current minorities get. So it's just a rancor all the way around out there in California with regards to this amendment. But there's more, and there's always more. A couple of other stories that are going along here. Did you hear this, that some homosexual anarchists have stormed or did storm the Mount Hope Church during a worship service, no less? This happened the Sunday, I believe this was the Sunday after the election, and this was, it happened in Michigan, and not in California, but you know, the same thing happens nationwide. Mount Hope Church in Lansing, Michigan, met just as they always do to worship God. But this was to be no ordinary worship service. After the service got underway, hordes of radical gay activists stormed into the church shouting, "Jesus was gay," and other blasphemies, along with lots of vile profanity. They climbed over women and children to try to put up a gay rights banner and started tossing confetti and glitter everywhere, with several of them using megaphones to continue their vile profanities. And I've got all this linked up. I've got all this linked up at thepoliticalcesspool.org. So you want to go to my blog and read about all this. I guess it's silly and trivial compared to the horrors that we have to face. It didn't really apply to us, but nevertheless, I like a good train wreck too, and I particularly like to see left-wing liberal radicals like these anarchist homosexuals. We have to deal with them here in Memphis. They hate us here. They hate white Christian conservatives, as you know. And so I like to see them going through a little pain like I have to go through every day. But anyway. What's it say here? Anyway, the mainstream media story, and this is pretty typical. Here you got a group of radical kind of a rainbow coalition of homosexuals and Marxists, and they're called the Mid-South Peace and Justice Center here in Memphis. They're the local ACORN affiliate. And they called in and threatened the bomb threats and threatened to kill and rape the families of the hotel employees that worked at the hotel that the David Duke conference was to be held at. And what happened to that? Nothing. Nothing. You know, did they get investigated? Does the FBI go investigate them? Not that I've heard of. But the mainstream media wrote a story as if they were just, you know, the kind-hearted people who were trying to keep this community bigot-free. That was about how flagrant a lie the media did in distorting the truth as to what happened here. And the same thing happened here in the mainstream media in Michigan when these gay anarchists, you know, stormed the church and were shouting Jesus was gay and was tumping over pews and tossing stuff and cursing, hurling profanities. The mainstream media story about that assault on the First Amendment and that vicious assault on that church, the headline simply described it as a rally, a pro-gay rally. I mean, that is how evil the media is. And to all the Christians out there listening to my program tonight, you should expect a lot more of this in Obama's New America. Expect a lot more of it, because you're now officially haters, just like the so-called racists are haters. You're in the same category now, boys and girls. And until you understand that this is all part of the same war against white Americans, you're never going to be able to fight back. And here's another example. One more. Okay, maybe a couple of more. Because this story really entails a lot of the aspects of the culture war that we've been talking about for 4 years. A bunch of radical homosexuals who were mad that, you know, sodomite marriage was temporarily outlawed in California again last week held a protest at Palm Springs City Hall. And get this, when an elderly Christian lady showed up to counter-protest, they ripped her styrofoam cross from her hand, threw it to the ground, and began stomping on it. She also claims that they spit on her. And you can watch the video of it at my website. Again, it's all documented. Everything I say on this program, unlike everything you hear on the mainstream media, is documented. So go to thepoliticalcesspool.org, go to the blog, look for the entry entitled Gays Stomp on Cross and Spit on the Old Lady. And you know, so you might be wondering, you know, since these homosexuals, these radical homosexuals, since they took the woman's cross, spit on her, stomped at it, stomped her cross, cussed at her, you know, is that a hate crime? Are you kidding me? She's white and they're queer, so it's not a hate crime. So check it out. But one thing that really gets my goat out of all of this is the fact that I keep hearing people like James Dobson and Tony Perkins and Maggie Gallagher saying that gay marriage is a violation of Judeo Christian values and moral beliefs. Not Christian, mind you, but Judeo-Christian values and moral beliefs. That's what they always say. But what they fail to do, what all of these charlatans fail to do, what we always make sure to do, is tell you the truth. They never explain that the Jews never seem to share these so-called Judeo-Christian values. If Jews were so opposed to gay marriage, then how is it that 78% of Jews in Los Angeles voted against Proposition 8? Again, I've got the documentation at my website for anyone who cares to see the hypocrisies and double standards here. 78% of Jews in L.A. voted against Proposition 8. And if gay marriage is such a violation of Jewish morality, then why did the Southern California Board of Rabbis oppose Proposition 8? As Pastor Pete Peters has said, calling someone a Judeo-Christian is like calling someone a virgin whore. It just doesn't make sense. And people like James Dobson, and this harkens back to what we're talking about with regard to Fox News, it's very much a Judas goat in the purest sense of the word. People look up to him for leadership. Christians look up to these people for leadership. And, you know, they're delivering them right into the forces of darkness. I mean, yeah, anyway, I don't guess I need to waste time convincing y'all of that. You know it. I know it. But for the benefit of those, you never know who's tuning in for the first time. You need to know these things, ladies and gentlemen. You need to know the truth, and we tried the best to give you the truth as we see it, without retreat, surrender, or apologies. But we're talking here about Proposition 8. Gay marriage in California, what happened out there with the vote, and how it implicates the culture war in a broader spectrum. And I want to hear from you. We've only got a couple of more minutes before break. But give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. I'd love to hear from you as we talk about this issue. I don't normally get into the real social issues such as abortion and gay marriage as much as some of the other conservative programs do. But it is important, I think, in this context. One more thing about it before I go to the phones. And again, this goes back to something I always like to tie in things with issues that we've referenced earlier in the program. Last Tuesday, you know, we mentioned it wasn't last Tuesday, it was Election Day, Tuesday, November 4th. Again, of course, as we've been talking about, the voters of California barely passed that initiative to ban gay marriage, again. And the day after the election, Jews and perverts immediately filed suits asking the state Supreme Court to invalidate the results by declaring it to be not an amendment to the Constitution, but a revision, which can only be done by the legislature. And here comes the kicker. Here comes the kicker of the whole point here. On Sunday, the Sunday after the election, Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger told CNN that he hopes, he too hopes that the courts do overturn Proposition 8. He hopes that the courts overturn the will of the California voter because he thinks they should be allowed to be married. So keep voting Republican, ladies and gentlemen. Keep voting in frauds like Arnold Schwarzenegger to be your conservative Republican representative. Keep watching Fox News. Keep following your Christian frauds like James Dobson. Keep reading the Weekly Standard. By God, do it all and see how far they get you. You know, see what victories are they going to lead you to? Not any, ever. If you want to follow real, if you're looking for real battle-tested leadership, you found it right here with me. In this program, we've stood the test of time. We've taken everything. There has not been any organization more attacked by the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center in the last 2 years than this radio show that you're listening to right now. Why? Because we tell the truth, and we're effective, and they know we're effective. That being said, let's go to Doug in Texas. Doug, what's on your mind?
Hey, James. First time I've ever heard you on the air, and I hope I hear you a whole lot more. I agree.
I do too, brother. I think you will.
I everything you say, I'm a Pastor Pete Peters fan. I've listened to him for the last 20 years. Mike Collins Piper. These people have guts. They're telling us what the real problem is. And they're not, they don't come up with a Judeo-Christian, which is the most oxymoronic thing you can come up with. Judeo-Christian?
Mm-hmm.
The Jews don't believe in Christ. We do. And they're parasitic. Most of them are phony. The real Jews comprise about 10% of what we call Jews, the Sephardic Jews, and the Ashkenazis and whatever.
Right.
Hate their guts.
Yeah, that's something that, Doug, it sounds like you have a poor connection. I do not mean any disrespect, and I don't want to do you a disservice, but it's a little hard to hear you. So I think I'm going to pick up with what I believe you were saying. You're talking about the different veins of Judaism and the different strains there. That's something that Pastor Peters is an expert on. I would encourage everybody to check out if you're interested in following that breadcrumb trail. Go to Scriptures for America Worldwide. That's the website for Pastor Pete Peters, and he's been a guest on this program, as has Mike Piper, as has just about everybody that's worth their weight in this movement. We've had them on the show. We're a great nexus of doing that, and we network and coordinate with a lot of other leaders out there. And Doug, I want to thank you for calling in. We're about to go to a break, and I know we've got some other callers online. I want to get them on, too. Doug, I want to thank you for calling in. Always great to talk to a first-time listener. I want to remind you, as well as everyone else, that we've been on the air for 4 years. So, Doug, go to our website at thepoliticalcesspool.org, sign up for our mailing list, and go back and take a look at some of those archived shows that we have available for the last 4 years. You're going to find a lot of the names you know, and I think you're going to be in for a treat if you browse through our archives. We've got to take a break. Callers on the line, please hold. We'll be back with you right after this with the Cesspool.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
At the time of death, loved ones are forced to make many important and difficult decisions. Planning together allows families to avoid difficult decisions in the future and gives you peace of mind now. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is a new perpetual care cemetery located 1 mile south of Goodman Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Autumn Woods is the largest cemetery in DeSoto County and serves the entire DeSoto County, Memphis metropolitan area. Autumn Woods Memorial Park allows for a dignified and peaceful final resting place. Autumn Woods Memorial Park is locally owned and operated. The staff is committed to providing the best possible service at the most affordable price. Autumn Woods Memorial Park now has side-by-side lots starting at $600. Come by and visit our beautiful property, conveniently located at 6240 Davison Road in Olive Branch, Mississippi, or call us at 901-521-9520. You can also find us online at www.autumnwoodsmemorialpark.com.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johngalia.com.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. We're having a pretty animated discussion about Proposition 8 in California and the culture war in general. Let's go to Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, how are you doing tonight?
Yeah, hi, James.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. First time calling in, so it's a pleasure to talk to you. And I met you at the Euro conference, and you're a great guy.
Oh, great. So you were here last week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you can tell everybody how much fun that was.
Oh, it was a blast, man. It was a great time.
Well, what can we do for you tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a couple comments. I just got off of work, so forgive me if I repeat anything that you might have hammered on too many times here, but caught the last 5 minutes. And I just wanted to make a comment about the ADL and the SPLC. You know, what gives these organizations the right to listen in on other people and basically spy on them and have the ears of the police department and the FBI? You know, I mean, it's just so anti-American and anti-free speech that, you know, they try to shut down anybody they don't like. And
well, I mean, that goes without saying. And anything that they say should be taken with a grain of salt because, let's face it, their first and foremost priority is fundraising. I mean, the only reason they are there is to make a buck and line their own pocket. And that's especially true of the Southern Poverty Law Center. But, you know, what is regrettable, Chuck, as you said, is that anybody takes what they say seriously. Because
right.
They're not really an issue advocacy organization. They're there for the money. And what they say certainly runs counter to everything that is good and decent about American culture. You know, certainly our Western civilization, our Western culture, you know, Christian traditions and values, they're the absolute antithesis of all of these things that made this nation great. And so what they advocate is wrong, number one, and their sinister way of trying to discredit and malign people who are working toward, you know, reclaiming America's destiny is equally abhorrent.
Right. And also, I just want to make one other comment, too. It's, you know, Martin Luther, the father of the Protestant Revolution, wrote a whole paper about, you know, called The Jews and Their Lies, and he basically refuted the fact that, you know, that they call themselves God's chosen people simply because they may or may not be Abraham's seed. And I'm just wondering, you know, where are all these Protestant preachers? You know, why aren't they reading it, and why aren't these seminaries?
That's another thing about it. That's another thing about it. You know, you want to have a real Christian hero. You know, Martin Luther was it. And I'm not talking about Martin Luther King, of course. We're talking about the Germans.
Yeah.
But the father of the Reformation, as they call it. But no, see, this is just another thing about it. You know, this perverse, so-called Judeo-Christian ideology. It has manifested itself everywhere. All of our institutions, okay, is eaten up with this perversity. I'm going to have to make this my final thought before the break because I only have 20 seconds. But they have been able, these Zionists, these radical anti-American Zionists, have been able to get in everywhere, academia, the media, you name it, including the seminaries. And so what you have being taught in schools, the perverse ideology that's being taught in schools and colleges is also being taught in seminaries. Basically, long story short, the theologians are being brainwashed just like everybody else, and that's why the churches have gone afoul. We're going to take a break. We're going to pick it up with that right after this.
Don't go away. There's still one more hour of The Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Let me tell you why